And now this post-Katrina update on one small community. For years, the tiny fishing village of Bucktown, Louisiana, was the place to go for great seafood and recreation along Lake Pontchartrain. The storm surge from Hurricane Katrina all but destroyed the neighborhood. Now, the Army Corps of Engineers is planning to tear down the little that remains and use the land to build floodgates. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
When studio filmmakers want to lend a little authenticity to their movies about New Orleans, they often look no further than Bucktown.
Et toi, viens-moi, danse avec moi. Dance with me, come on, dance with me.
We've shot a lot of movies out here, The Big Easy, Sweet Justice. We did the remake of The Big Easy. Dennis Quaid and them were dancing down the street at the big house at the corner.
And Kent Burgess says he's been there for them all. He owns Sid Meier's restaurant, or what's left of it anyway. It was a favorite local spot for boiled shrimp, crab, and crawfish, until a wall of water smashed it off of its concrete pilings during Hurricane Katrina late last summer. Sid Meier's was a major landmark on the Strip, according to Russell Boudreau, a part-time fireman and fisherman in the neighborhood. Boudreau says it's the love of water that connects the people of Bucktown.
Well, this was always camps and houses. We call them camps, but they were homes. People settled here along the Lake Pontchartrain shoreline at the Orleans Jefferson Parish line, and it was known for its seafood, its commercial fishing. They had a dozen restaurants or so. I mean, presidents have eaten here, all the different seafood markets, Schaefer's and Roosage and Captain Sid's, and that's where they get the fresh seafood is from these fishermen.
Now the nearby 17th Street Canal, where fishermen dock their boats, is off limits, and the forest of wooden slips along the wharf is coming down. That's because the Army Corps of Engineers needs the Bucktown area to shore up the city's flood protection by June 1st. It's one of 60 different projects now underway along the canals and levees throughout the city. Walter Baume is head of Task Force Guardian, the Army Corps' project to rebuild the levees. He says he used to visit Bucktown himself, but that it may have to be sacrificed for neighboring communities.
When you look at the size of the communities involved, I mean, these are massive communities and many people living there, a lot of property. I would think the consensus would be, you know, do what it takes to provide protection.
The storm surge from Hurricane Katrina swept the homes and restaurants on Orpheum Street, the heart of Bucktown, into the lake. Meanwhile, on the other side of the canal, the flood wall failed, driving thousands of homes nearby underwater. Because that section of the wall is too weak to repair without totally rebuilding, floodgates are now going up where Bucktown used to be.
Thank you for calling Sidmore to Bucktown. As you know, Sidmore was destroyed during Hurricane Katrina. At the present time, we're not able to rebuild. And the Corps engineers is going to try to acquire our property to put the new floodgate up on the 17th Street Canal. The message is San Antonio. I'll get back to you shortly. Thank you.
Sid Meier's owner, Kent Burgess, says he's not sure he has the money or the wherewithal to start from scratch somewhere else. He says this is the end of the road for the restaurant that his parents started some 40 years ago. And things look bleak for those who made it through the storm. Frank Woolley is a retired fisherman who's losing his docking space. He says fishermen like him are looking for jobs as bus drivers and other work because the new floodgates have uprooted them from their last docking place.
It happened. It's a terrible thing that happened to not only us, but the poor people in Orleans Parish, you know, the houses and lives that were lost. And it's terrible, but I know something has to be done here, and I can accept it. All I want is a place to put my boat.
And if the fleet disappears, that could hurt nearby restaurants that have just barely managed to survive the storm.
Two cheese and a Dr. Pepper, please.
Roland Malaire's restaurant, R&O's, sits across from where the new floodgates will stand. Malaire is operating his restaurant with half his regular staff and limited hours since the storm. When he returned to his restaurant after the hurricane, he said the mold was growing on the walls like a chia pet in parts of the building. But now that he's managed to reopen, he's worried his business will suffer another blow from the Corps' plans.
These people that live out here, the ones that do fish out here, they won't have any reason to be here. They'll have to move to continue their livelihood. If there's no, and then there's people that come out here, tourists come out here and look at see the fishing village, that little bit they had left of it, and now that'll be gone.
Are you looking for
that? So we'll have a big levee there, and that's it. And who wants to go see that?
Army Corps officials say their plan is only temporary. Ideally, they would construct new pumping stations at the sites near Lake Pontchartrain where flood walls failed. This would help stop storm surges from barreling down the canals and building up against the levee walls as they did last August. And so the floodgates that are being built are actually part of a 3 to 5 year plan. But residents say it's a temporary fix that's likely the final straw for Bucktown. Audie Cornish, NPR News, New Orleans.